I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Happy Valentine's Day weekend, little Cupid baby. This is your host Ray I here with Peanut, back in the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios. Wow, what a weekend we had last week. What, first part of the week down at Lily's Landing, Branson, Missouri. Got a full show about Branson this week. Got a good lineup. First of all, good morning, Volger Vogler.
Good morning.
Who's the donuts you bring in here?
This is Ray's Donuts.
Boy, they're huge.
They have a shop on Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur, and my favorite is on Brentwood Boulevard.
Awesome. Huge. Hello, Maddie G.
Hello, hello.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's your Valentine's card. Aww. And your candy. Volger Vogler, yeah. Here's your Valentine's Day and candy. And you want to stick with us later on in the show, we're going to have the Volger Vogler live on air eat a chocolate-covered strawberry for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to miss that. It's going to be great.
Did you mention the size of these things?
They're huge, yes. We got a great show. In just a minute, we're going to go to our first guest. We'll tell you who that is in just a minute. We're going to have Phil Lilly on from Lilly's Landing and Resort and Marina. Billy Babler, our buddy, our old buddy, ooh, White River Guide Service, got to fish with Billy down at the event. We'll have him on. So cool. What a great guy.
Hey,
enjoy
fantastic.
Him immensely. Then we're going to have Lynn Berry on from the Branson Tourism, right? Scott Pauley, Missouri Tourism, and our old buddy Tater
hey.
Womack, going to talk about Branson. We're covering a full show. For the Conservation Federation of Missouri, we had their media event down at Lily's Landing. And on the line with us this morning, we have the events manager for the Conservation Federation of Missouri. And boy, did he work his butt off. And there's a lot of stuff going on with them anyway. Is it the Volger
Vogler? Celebrate 81 years of conservation at CFM's annual convention. The Conservation Federation of Missouri invites you to join us at the Conservation Marks 81 years of dedication to conservation. Be held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City on the weekend of March 10th through 12th.
All right, Michael Wardlaw. Hey, good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope all is well over in the bunker.
Things are good. Things are good. Boy, you worked your butt off down there.
Well, you know, somebody had to make sure the weather was great and the food was good so y'all could catch all those trout.
Yeah, very cool, very cool, very cool. Who is the some of the sponsors of that event we didn't get a chance to talk about last week?
Well, we had a great lineup. You know, it was from Bass Pro Shops to G3 Boats, TTI Blakemore, Lose Rods. We had a local company called Fit to Hunt that was involved. Just a great group of sponsors that helped, you know, support conservation and, you know, helping us bring the media guys down so that we can talk about some of the initiatives that are so important to conservation coming up this year.
Absolutely, and what a great event. And you are right. You did a good job with the weather. You couldn't have had better weather.
But, you know, when it's, you know, sunny and 65 in early February, it's, You know, that's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, and man, was you cooking some wings and eggs and biscuits? You were running around. You were a mess.
Well, as a former media guy,
yeah,
I know how much media guys enjoy free food, and especially and when it's
truth.
Good free food.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Hey, everybody caught some trout too. That was really cool. A lot of good fishing.
You know, I was happy for you guys. It hurt my feelings because I didn't get to wet a line, but it was so cool that y'all would come back in the mid-morning, and I'd ask the guys, well, how many did y'all catch? Oh, it was an okay morning. We caught about 25 or 30.
Yeah.
And we'd go back out in the afternoon, and we'd catch 35 or 40. Yeah. It was really, really cool to see how great the fishing was and just how much fun everybody had down at Willie's Landing.
It was funny that you guys, Brandon, hooked me up with Billy Babbler. Didn't realize our history. Billy was a fishing report guy on my show for 10 years. I've stayed at his place. Great friend. Hadn't seen him in a long time. Hadn't seen him in a while. When I walked down to the dock and he looked up and saw me, it looked like he saw a ghost. It was great.
I tell you, it was a great group of guys. And just not only the guides and the fishing and how great that was, but just to see some of the veterans like yourself and Larry Whiteley, Ken Smith, and just the stories that you guys could tell, and just the things that y'all seen from a conservation standpoint over the last, you know, several decades. It was just so much fun to be a part of that and to see just how much you guys truly care about conservation.
It was a great group, good friends, good time. It was awesome. You guys did a really good job, and I was really happy to be part of that and honored to be invited because it was just a great event. And while I'm on that subject, I'm going to change gears with you, Michael, real quick. I'm looking at the Vogelvogler. He's got a red shirt on with a white stripe, and he just spilled his coffee all over his belly button. You ought to see the big, beautiful stain I'm looking at right now.
Man, that's unfortunate. But he's going to be a trooper, and he's going to finish the show like a champ.
Yeah. Give us out your website, brother.
You can, if you want to learn more about the Conservation Federation, go to confedmo.com. It's going to give you the opportunity to learn a lot about what we do. It's also going to give you the opportunity to join us for $35. You can help us be the advocate for the conservationists in Missouri.
Absolutely. And your event was at Lily's Landing and Resort and Marina and Branson, and we're promoting Branson and Lily's. We got Phil on next after you, so it's going to be a great
awesome.
Morning. It's going to be a great morning. Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend. We
yes.
got to run.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. We need to take a break, Matty G. We're going to take a break, and we're going to see you on the other side. We're going to come back with Phil Lilly. Yes, ooh, indeed, boys and girls.
And we drank all.